want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And thanks for listening to The Race Report. Appreciate it, as always. Steve Parker, along with Sam Atwell, here each and every week throughout the offseason, keeping you on top of all the NASCAR news and just kind of talking about the season just finished. And here's something that's kind of interesting and not the kind of news NASCAR wants to hear, but the television ratings continue to decline, as they have steadily, for the chase races. Now, the whole idea behind this implementation of this quote-unquote playoff format back in 2004 was to generate excitement where quite often in the past years there hadn't really been any, such as 2003, when Matt Kenseth basically had the championship locked up by Labor Day. And there really wasn't anything to race for down the stretch. And the idea was, obviously, to bring the top 10 guys at first, and now it's gone to 12, closer together, reset the points, so we have a close points battle between 12 guys over the final 10 races. Well, what we've seen the last couple of years is what's probably going to happen most years. You're going to have one, two, maybe three guys kind of pull away, and lo and behold, you don't have such a great points battle down the stretch. Anyway, in fact, we talked a couple of weeks ago that go back over the years, and for the most part, we've had points battles just as close, if not closer, with the old points system.
Yes.
Since before they implemented the chase.
Yes.
Well, the idea was obviously to generate more interest, more excitement, and, of course, boost television ratings, because that's what it's really all about. That's not happened. The ratings have steadily gone down over the past few seasons, and race attendance continues to dwindle for the chase races as well. Not just races overall, but, I mean, the final, we're talking about the final 10 playoff races. I mean, NASCAR's big show, the chase, it's just not generating the interest they'd hoped it would.
Well, I think part of the reason that the attendance was down this season in particular, I think, has to do with the economy.
Oh, sure.
I think that as a big part of that. The other part, the TV ratings, I think part of that can be blamed on two things. And my mind just went blank. Did you see that? It just went, Mike.
I saw your eyes kind of glaze over.
Oh, yeah, okay. Here's where I was. Man, that I hate it when that happens. Two things. The broadcast teams and the fact that prior to this year, sometimes you didn't know where the races were on. You didn't know if it was Fox, if it was NBC, if it was TNT, if it was
May start out on ABC and end up on ESPN2, I've heard.
Yeah. Boy, that's... But those, to me, and again, I have a background in the TV business. If you lose a viewer because they don't know where you're at, they're not going to come searching for you for a great long time.
Right.
My other point is the broadcast crews and the quality of the broadcast will drive people away. I guarantee you. And if they don't like it, they'll just turn it off and go find something else to do.
Yeah. Well, looking back over it here, this is the ratings for the chase races, television ratings for the chase races. Since it started in 2004, and I'm just kind of looking at just a few races here. I'm not going to go through the entire thing, but I think it's pretty telling. Homestead, the rating for the Homestead race, the season finale in 2004 was 6.2, then a 5.9 in 2005, down to a 4.7 in 06, last year a 4.2, and this year's season finale in Homestead just a 4.0. So it's fallen over 2 full points.
That's huge.
Since the
that
first
is gigantic.
Now, keep in mind, in that first season finale, the first chase season finale back in 2004, you had three drivers that were in a battle for the chase. Kurt Busch, Jimmy
points.
Johnson, Jeff Gordon. And still mathematically alive in that first chase, Dale Earnhardt Jr. I think he was right around 100 points back. So not likely, but he still had a shot at it going into that final race. But, I mean, it was still a tight points battle between three guys going into that final race. We really haven't seen that since. 2005, Mark Martin, again, mathematical shot. I want to say he was like 60 points back or something like that, maybe closer than that, even to Tony Stewart. But it was another case where Tony Stewart was going to have to stumble for Mark Martin to have a shot. Then you get into 06, 07, 08, the last 3 years, Jimmy Johnson's pretty much had it.
Pretty much sewed up.
Locked by the time they got the Homestead. So that probably is a good indication. But even go back to the races prior to that, Phoenix, second to the last race of the season. Steady decline pretty much as well, from a 4.9 in 04, a 5.0 in 05, down to a 4.7, from a 5.0, 4.7, a 3.8 last year, and a 3.6 this year.
That's huge. That is huge.
NASCAR
needs to be concerned about that. And one of the thing, and the other thing I think they have done, and you and I have talked about this before, there is so much, they cater the broadcast so much to new fans, I think they're losing some of the old, hardcore NASCAR fans.
And in this respect, I don't agree with it. And, I mean, there's really nothing you can do about it, because all you can do is take your hats off to Jimmy Johnson and the 48 team for what they have done. But I think for people that aren't fans of theirs, I think it's getting to be, here we go again. Jimmy Johnson's going to win again. Why do I want to watch that? And so, you know, it's why, and I know we're almost out of time here, but it's real quick, and we can maybe get into this more, as we, I'm sure we will during the offseason. It's why I still think they need to change the format one more time, one more change, and the drivers, the Chase drivers need to have their own point system. That would keep it tight amongst all the drivers right down to the last week at Homestead. I think that would help the television ratings. So we're out of time, though. He's counting us down, so time to get out of here. Check out racereportradio.com. Always there. Join us here next time on the Race Report.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.